Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel like warring? Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, what they do physically, we do spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you are excited about being in the house of the Lord tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we want to minister a message tonight entitled Recovering Through Prayer. Say that with me tonight. Okay, a little bit louder. Oh, praise the Lord. How many of you know prayer is warfare? Amen. Hallelujah. Through prayer, there is a war. Amen. And there is a fight. There is an army. Hallelujah. And there is power. Amen. But, hallelujah, the war has been won. And the fight has been won. Hallelujah. And the army has victory. Hallelujah. Can you say victory? And we have power. Amen. The church has power. Hallelujah. And so we win, amen. We win. And we're glad about it, amen. Hallelujah. Just want to start off tonight how the Lord has been working with me, you know, and where I am right now in my life with the Lord. I've been going through a lot of things trying to recover, you know, from some things that was in my life. And I liken until the, I heard this minister saying something about, how many of you remember the Hubble telescope? Anybody remember the Hubble telescope? Hallelujah. Well, praise God, I liken my life unto that. And maybe you can identify with it tonight as well. They launched that Hubble telescope into orbit, and that thing, they spent on that thing about $1.5 billion. You know, those kind of figures, you know, y'all remember those old ping ball machine? You know, you had to hit them and push them and carry on and make that ball do what you want to do. And sometimes if you get too rough with it, it'll tilt. When I think about $1.5 billion, I tilt. I said, man, that's just a lot of money. They launched it into orbit, and it was supposed to, you know, create pictures, you know, and send back to Earth. But when they got up there, it was sending back foggy pictures. They couldn't make it out what it was sending back. And so, well, with all that money, they wasn't going to destroy it. They wasn't going to, you know, trash it. And so they decided to work on it. And what they found out is they could put some lensing in, camera lenses, reflected lensing, and it would show corrected pictures. You know, it would show perfect pictures. It would send perfect pictures back to the Earth. And what we call it is corrected lenses. And that's what God is doing with me. Me and Brother Charles were texting each other the other night, and that's where he is as well. God, I'm trying to see things the way God see things. Amen. How many of you know it's much better picture when you can see the way God see? Amen. Forget what you think about it and look and see the way God see. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's where I am in my life right now. God is giving me and restoring my sight to see more in the spiritual realm. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, I want you to know prayer is based on the word of God. It's based on the word of God. You know, the psalmist in 103 and verse 20 said, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in his strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Amen. I mean, you know, the angels hearken to the word of God. And that's what they do. They do what the word of God say. And prayer is based on those words, amen, that we speak in the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to go and just quote scripture word verbatim by verbatim, but you do need to know what you're talking about when you're speaking the word of God. Amen. You got to act like you know what you're talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when you speak the word of God, it will not return to you void. Amen. It's going to accomplish the thing wherefore you sent it to do. How many of you know that God wants us happy? How many happy people we have in here tonight? Hallelujah. God wants us happy. Hallelujah. He sent his only begotten son into the earth that we might be happy. You know, we was on the junk pile of life. Hallelujah. And he had to become a piece of junk to get us out of the junkyard. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm talking about in my life. God is restoring me, restoring my vision where I can see more clearly. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he's delivering us out of that junk pile. Hallelujah. And God will not allow his son, his body to set up corruption. 3 days he rose again. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead. God raised him up from the dead. Out of that junk pile. They put literally stripes on his back. Hallelujah. They spit on him. They pulled his beard, plucked his beard out. Hallelujah. Tell me that wasn't junk in the junk pile. But he was made poor that we might be rich. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, on the third day, hallelujah, he rose again. And he said, how you like me now? All power in his hand. And that's what you should be saying to yourself. Hallelujah. How you like me now? Hallelujah. After Jesus have saved me. How you like me now? Hallelujah. 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 You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what they sang about. Hallelujah. God is working on me. I'm the polished wheel. Hallelujah. Spinning around and around, shaping and molding me. How you going to like me then, amen, when he get through with me? Hallelujah. I tell you, it's going to be something to see, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've heard this all my life. God wants us to be happy. I've heard this all of my life. You probably heard it too. Time heals all wounds. Anybody heard that? Raise your hands and say, come on, we're going to have church tonight. Time heal all wounds. You heard that, haven't you? My mama said it, and your mama said it too. Just take a little time, you'll heal. Well, that's a lie. That's not true. Give you an example. You go to the doctor's office, and you sit in that doctor's office, and, you know, just sit there. Just sit in the doctor's office all day, night too. Doctor comes and says, what can I help you? No, I'm sitting here. I'm going to get healed today. Nurse come, the reception come. Can I help you? No, time going to heal me today. Hallelujah. That's crazy, ain't it? It is. No, you got to make an appointment. Got to make an appointment with the doctor. You got to call the doctor and say, I need an appointment with you. And then when you get your appointment, you better not miss it. Amen. You got to be there. And when you get there, you're going to have to do what the doctor says. If he prescribed a diagnosis for you, you got to take your medication. What is our medicine here? Word of God, amen? That's our medicine. That's our medication, our pill day by day, amen? Hallelujah. And it's the same way about prayer. Hallelujah. You got to make an appointment with God, and you got to keep that appointment. Hallelujah. God is waiting on you to make that appointment with him. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in the world, you know, and I could hear those footsteps coming towards me to get me, deliver me. Just like it was when Adam and Eve was in the garden and they had sinned and they heard him in the garden calling, Adam, Adam, where are you? I could hear the Lord saying to me, Donald, where are you? Where are you now? Hallelujah. He's looking for us, trying to get us to see what we need to do. Hallelujah. He wants us to come to him and be able to fellowship with him. Amen. To talk to him. He loves it. It's his joy for us to come talk to him. Hallelujah. The whole world and everything he made belongs to him. And he wants to talk to us. He wants us to be happy. Amen. He wants to heal us. Hallelujah. You know, I used to get up at 3:17 every morning when I was working and pray. Hallelujah. That was my appointment time with the Lord. You know, the devil tried to, the reason why I put it up that early, because the devil tried to take my time. He tried to push my work further, you know, make my work more, you know, more, make me come to work more earlier. But I said the devil is a lie. And I began to get up at 3:17 and pray, believe God. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that. I had to go to bed real early. Praise God. But I learned one thing, that when you want to get with God, God will get with you. He never sleep or never slumber. And, you know, when I retired, I said, well, you know, my time going to change. And then I got in my prayer room. I got in my room. I said, can you hear me now? I said, can you hear me now? I was wondering, could the Lord hear me at my new time? He heard just well. He heard just good. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a God that hear and answer prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, it took the children of Israel, talking about recovering through prayer. It took the children of Israel 40 years to get to the promised land. Some of them died out. You know, 3-day journey. Just a 3-day journey, all they had to do, amen, took them 40 years. Why? Why it took them 40 years? They spoke against God. They spoke against Moses. You know, they talked about the bread. They talked about the journey. Just murmuring and complaining about the journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This old bread, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of eating this bread. And God was sending from heaven. They was murmuring to the Lord about the bread. And so what did God do? God sent some snakes, some serpents in the camp. That'll get their attention. Sent those serpents into the camp. That's in Numbers 21:5-9. He sent those snakes into the camp. And they were biting them, and they were dying. And they cried out to Moses. And they said, let's take it up at this ninth verse. And so Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was. If a serpent bit them, anyone, when he looked at this brazen serpent, he lived. Hallelujah. Praise God. With prayer, we can recover from the problem that we caused. How many of you caused some problems? Hallelujah. I tell you, you can recover through prayer. You can recover through prayer. All you have to do is talk to the Lord about it. I messed up myself. I'm not talking. I mean, this is high knowledge. I mean, this is, you know what I'm saying? We can read about the children of Israel. But I messed up myself, and I need some prayer. Amen. What they used to say in the Baptist church, it's not my brother or my mother, but it's who? Me standing in need of prayer. When I messed up. And I tell you, you can recover through prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1 Kings 13:14-16, this prophet, he prophesied against the altar. And we're going to take it up at verse 6. And it says that, then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Hallelujah. See, he was talking about the man of God. You know, he didn't believe the word of God. Hallelujah. He didn't believe it. He didn't believe God's word that was spoken. about the altar. It happened just like he said. The altar split and the ashes came out. Amen. And so, number two, with prayer, we can recover from the emotion that we not believe in God, our thinking and our own emotion. You know, sometimes we are paralyzed with our mind, you know, not being able to believe the word of God. Oh, come on, man, y'all is quiet in here. Y'all know y'all at one time you haven't believed the word of God. I remember one time we was at Lakewood Church, and I went to the church that night. It was on a Wednesday night, and what's the guy name that's at Oral Roberts University, his son, Richard Roberts. I went to church anyway that night. I had the heartburn so bad, well, y'all may call it indigestion, but down here in the South, I think we call it heartburn. I had the heartburn so bad. I mean, it was bad, bad, bad. I mean, it was real bad. And, you know, but I was just sitting there. And Richard Roberts, he began to call things out and saying, somebody's being healed of cancer. Somebody being healed. I said, yeah, right. You know, I wasn't believing. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was just sitting there wondering. I said, is that really true, you know? Is somebody getting healed of cancer? Somebody just got healed of headache. He was calling those things out. And then he said, yeah, 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 somebody got, just over here, somebody got healed of heartburn. Heartburn just left. How many of you know I believe the word of God? I believe God. I believe God can do all things. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to believe the word of God. Hallelujah. And don't let it paralyze your thinking. Don't let the enemy paralyze your thinking. Hallelujah. Let's look at another example in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, verse 1 through 2. It says, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, this say the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, I mean, you know, he was praying. He was praying and believing God. Hallelujah. And just before he could get out, the prophet Isaiah could get out the gate, said, turn around and go back. Go back and tell him, I've heard his prayer. Hallelujah. I heard his prayer. Hallelujah. And it says here, God healed him, and God gave him 15 more years of living. How many of you know there are people that have given up on you? People that give up on you and thrown you off the list, say you'll never mount anything. How many of you know that you have been taken off the list and saying that you ain't gonna make it? You know? Say that, I mean, I've been told that a couple of times in my life. You'll never mount anything. You'll never be anything. Hallelujah. But you know what? Through prayer. Hallelujah. Through prayer, God changed his mind. Hallelujah. How you know God can change his mind? We see where God changed his mind and gave him and healed him and gave him 15 more years. Hallelujah. So with prayer, we can recover when others don't think we can make it. Hallelujah. So, man, I tell you, I need to get busy praying. Hallelujah. And hush the mouth of the lying devil. Amen. Let's look at another one here. It says in Matthew 20, 30, 34, but we're going to look at verse 34. So Jesus had compassion and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. We're talking about three guys were blind, and they were calling out to Jesus. He was passing by. Said, Jesus, the Son of God, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to get violent when you pray, amen. You have to get sincere when you're praying. Hallelujah. It's releasing something into you. I don't know what it is. Something down inside of you, in your spirit, cries out to God. Hallelujah. And they hollered so loud until it got down in Jesus' spirit. And he had compassion for them. When people were saying, shut up, be quiet, hallelujah. How many of you know that people would try to pull you down and say, hey, just be quiet. It don't take all of that. Hallelujah. But you are the one standing in the need of the blessing. He wanted to see. They wanted to see. Those three guys wanted to see. Hallelujah. And so they were calling out for vision, for correct vision. They want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And this point is, with prayer, we can recover when everyone thinks we're not. In verse, in the fourth one said, with prayer, we can recover when our vision seems that we can have never seen. We'll see things that we never seen before. Things that we never seen before in the Lord. And that's where I am. I'm with the Lord. Lord is showing me things that I never seen before. Hallelujah. You know, I wake up and I pray and believe God and stand on the word of God. And you know, and it's just something that God began to download things to me. I saw a tree of life. He called us. He said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that win his soul is wise. And I see me every morning getting up under that tree and getting gifts. I believe I open this gift here. It looked like it's a gift of gladness and joy. I open that gift. I said, Lord, I'm receiving joy today. Then I go up under that tree of life and I find another gift. And that gift is a gift of healing. I say, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Then I get another gift and I say, my day, this is the day the Lord has made. This is my breakthrough today. Breaking through today. Hallelujah. When I've been stuck and can't move, day of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The multitude kept telling him to be quiet. He wouldn't be quiet. Kept on hollering out. How many of y'all going to have to holler out tonight to get your gift? It's all right to be loud. You're releasing something when you're loud. Amen. I was listening at the... Well, I better not do that. I better not go that way. But you know, some churches, they have earplugs out there in the foyer, you know, because the church get too loud. If you didn't like the loudness, you can put the earplugs in. And they knew the ones that... Didn't want the loudness because they come in there with them pink earplugs and they praise the Lord. But hallelujah, I remember one time I was in the nursing home, this is the truth, and I was hollering loud on this lady, man. I was trying to get the devil to move. I said, you gonna move tonight, devil? Oh yeah, you get off of this lady. That lady said, son, please be quiet. The devil gonna hear you. I said, ma'am, I don't mean no harm, but that's who I want to hear me. I want to put that rock on the rod. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the devil is got your number? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture in Luke 22. 31, 32. It said, and the Lord said to Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. You know, the devil is trying to disqualify you. Amen. Hallelujah. Like, it's like a football game. You're holding. Hallelujah. Trying to disqualify you. You're offside. Hallelujah. Trying to disqualify you. You grab the face guard. You can't do that. Hallelujah. You're out of bounds. Hallelujah. Trying to disqualify you. And sometimes I just want to say, shut up, devil, shut up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we're in a war. And it's a spiritual war. Hallelujah. And God wants us to see the way that physical war wheels in the opening. He wants us to see what's happening, what the angels are doing. He wants to get corrected visions. He wants to correct the lenses in our eyes so we'll be able to see things the way he sees them. Amen. To see the angels warring. To see the fight of faith. Hallelujah. Being done. Amen. So he's trying to disqualify us. And with prayer, we can recover from the devil's attack and help our brothers and our sisters. Amen. Because when Peter was strengthened, what did he do? He went and helped others. Amen. Preached one day and 3,000 got saved. Amen. He walked through one place and his shadow healed. Even his shadows healed. He walking to the gate, walking to the temple of prayer and on his way to prayer. And I tell you, the blind man said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he was strengthening his brothers. Amen. How many of you want to be strengthened like that? Well, I tell you, we can be strengthened through prayer. Through prayer, we can be strengthened through prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is my final one tonight. And this is in Job. Job 42. And we're just going to read verse 10. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friend. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Hallelujah. With prayer, we can change our friend's life and the plans of the enemy and recover all that the enemy has taken away from us. Have you been praying for each other? Hallelujah. You see, we are in this war. And the war of faith allow us to walk out and be able to speak to the storms of life. God has enabled us to turn things around. He has enabled us and qualified us and deputized us to make a difference. Amen. When we stand, we don't stand alone. Hallelujah. We have authority on the earth. Amen. Over creeping things, over all things on the earth, we have authority over it. Hallelujah. And we walk in faith. And mountains have to move when we speak to them. Because who is in authority? Hallelujah. I tell you, I've been, at the school praying in that ministry office there, and I just love it. You know, the Lord, I always wanted a place where I can go in a facility and just pray and believe God. Hallelujah. To see things change. How many of you know, y'all know I love prayer, don't you? I love to pray. I love to believe God. I love to see things happen in the spiritual realm. I love to hear good reports. When we pray, I believe that the reports of the Lord are yes and amen. Amen. All the scriptures that the promises of God are yes and amen. And when we begin to quote those promises back to God, and we praying over people, we see that they are able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. Hallelujah. How many of you know we have to lift each other up in prayer? The people are struggling on the battlefield. Some have been wounded and hurt. Some have been taken advantage of by the enemy. Amen. How many of you know that through prayer we can make a difference? Hallelujah. If we stand together through prayer, we can make a difference in people's lives. Amen. If God was able, I don't know anybody lost no more than Job, than God. God lost his only begotten son. He know about losing, amen? Talk about a loser. I was a loser, amen? Until I, where she at? I was a loser till I found Thelma, you know? I was a loser on the heap pile. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to pray for me. Somebody pray for me. Hallelujah. I'm not standing here on my own behalf tonight. Somebody pray me into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And I appreciate those prayers. Hallelujah. I'm able to stand tonight and thank God for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. But God answered those prayers. From my childhood on up until now, hallelujah, I can see the hand of God moving me here, moving me there, getting me in his will. Hallelujah. You know, just like the children of Israel, 40 years working on their patience. Hallelujah. God ain't no hurry. He going to get you right. He going to get us right. He's not in no hurry. If it takes 40 years, he's going to get you there. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember, we're closing. I remember I was in Houston, and we had a good babysitter, you know, and I had gotten saved. Well, I hadn't got saved, but the babysitter told my wife that he's going to get saved. Just keep praying for him. He's going to get saved. Just keep praying for him. I see it. She told, I see it. He's going to get saved. She kept on praying for me. Kept on praying for me. And I got saved. She prayed for me and her husband. And her husband wasn't saved. He kept on running around and doing things, you know. He wasn't saved. I had come in and got saved and I'd be wondering about him. She was still praying and believing. And I told a lady here at the Victory Church, I said, I can remember when I was in Houston that this wife, she prayed for her husband 40 years. That lady said, 40 years? I ain't gonna pray for him no 40 years. But I actually saw it happen. She kept on praying. I want to tell you tonight, don't give up. Stay in the battle. Stay in the fight. It took 40 years for him to come in. He was in a wheelchair. I was able to go over there, fellowship to him, read the scriptures to him, pray with him, go on a picnic with him, push him around in the wheelchair. She waited 40 years. Hallelujah. God ain't in no hurry. He gonna break you, mold you, put you back together, cause you to have corrected lenses, just like they corrected those lenses in that Hubble telescope. God's going to correct our lenses. We'll be able to see. He wants us like him more and more each day. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are tonight. Where you are in your faith, on your walk in the Lord. But if something ministered to you tonight, you can recover through prayer. I want to have an altar call tonight for all that, you know, just want to come down and just say, man, I just want to get in the battle. I just want to fight. I want to pray for each other. I want to pray for my brothers and my sisters. I want to pray for the pastors and the leaders of this church. I just want to pray. You come on down. Stand on your feet. We're going to pray tonight. We're a family. We're a forever family. your brothers and your sisters. This is more powerful than your natural brothers and sisters. I meant your biological brothers and sisters. Because if your brothers and sisters, if they don't receive Jesus, they go into hell. But this is eternal blood of Jesus running in your veins. Running in your veins, eternal blood, Emmanuel's blood running in your veins. It's stronger than biological. More powerful. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Let's lift your hand to Jesus tonight. Jesus, here we are. The army, the church, Lord. Lord, teach us how hands the war tonight. Teach us, oh God, how to go through. Teach us how to battle tonight, God. Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, help us not to give up. Lord, help us to see the way you see. Lord, everyone that's struggling tonight, God, right now, strength, be strengthened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The battle's already been won, but hallelujah. Lord, help us to stand. Lord, sometimes we get weak, Lord. But Lord, I thank you that you are strengthened tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we lift our hands to you tonight. Lord, we want more of you tonight, God. We want your power, your anointing, God. Lord, we want to get ready for warfare on this city, God. We want to pray, God, believe, God. We believe that we are more powerful, God. We are powerful, God, from the White House down to our house, God. We're going to believe for the turnaround. We're going to pray for our city, God. We're going to pray for our schools, God. We're going to pray, God, for our communities, God. We're going to pray, see turnaround. Lord, let a mantle of prayer fall upon us, God. Walk in the cool of the day and the cool of the night, Lord, and the midnight, the morning, and the evening, Lord. Let us hear you coming, Lord, looking for us, wanting your presence, want to be with us, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now. Every assignment that's against us to keep us from praying and believing you, God. Lord, job's going to change right now in Jesus' name. Somebody not going to give up, God. Going to see the hand of God move in Jesus' name. Going to see mountains move in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, bless your church tonight, God. Lord, let a heavy manifestation of your prayer fall in this place today. Let the residue of your saturate, illuminate. Let an impartation fall tonight, God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand. There's some anointing right here, right there. Oh, shout out, something falling right now. And Jesus, lift your hand to the Lord tonight. Lord, we receive right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the next level. I thank you for breakthrough, Lord. I thank you for us moving up, God, to another level, God, in prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy is afraid tonight, y'all. The enemy is afraid. Hallelujah. So the warriors are getting strengthened tonight. The warriors have been called to battle tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength multiplied. Increase it, God. Over this body, Lord. Over El Dorado, Lord. Over Pine Bluff, God. Over the Camden areas, Lord. Let it be multiplied and increased tonight, God. Lord, we put our hands in your hands, Lord. And we say, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place tonight. Upon this altar today, God. Lord, let the fire come forth right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, we receive the fire for this altar, Lord. Burn our hearts tonight once again, Lord. Touch our lives once again tonight, God. Burn the embers of our heart tonight, God. Rekindle it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And allow us to stand up, strengthened, Lord, and ready to war, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name tonight. We worship you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do to these church, God, to show yourself mighty and glorious. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I believe God is touching somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody needed this tonight. I needed it. You needed it. Hallelujah. Well, we are together tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. He's good all the time. Well, praise God. Pastor, you have to thank. Hallelujah. Well, you go away being strengthened as a warrior tonight. May the Lord bless you tonight. Amen. May he cause his face to shine up on you tonight and be gracious to you. May he cause his countenance to be up on you and give you peace tonight in all your endeavors. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Thank you.